Welcome to The Karmic Path with your hosts, Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine. Join us as we dive into the normal and the paranormal to break through the darkness and to help you realize how karma, spiritual law, and psychic ability all combine to open the doors of understanding. This is the place where we build the karmic connections between science, psychology, and spirituality. But can we change our karmic path? Can we help someone else's karma? Stay tuned and join us for an opportunity to look at life and spirituality from a down-to-earth, no-nonsense, practical perspective. The Karmic Path Radio Show with Laura and Tina, Better Karma for Better Living, starts now.
Welcome, everyone, to The Karmic Path. I'm Tina Irwin, and I'm here with my cohort here, Laura Van Tine. Our passion is karma, and we just want to point out that everyone has a karmic path, whether they're aware of it or not. We don't live in a bubble, and our actions and reactions echo out, and sometimes they collide. And sometimes our actions are reflected by how we react to losing something, which is the title of our topic.
Learning to lose, losing can be so powerful. But before we start that, I kind of want to talk about a little 4th of July family discussion we had. And it centered around, okay, so my family, there are extreme Democrats and extreme Republicans and Jewish, Christian, and a little bit of everything in between. And so it's like, oh my God, don't discuss this or that. So that whole phrase, don't discuss religion or politics, right? And I had a discussion with them, with some of my family members about that, about why not discuss religion or politics? Because it's been in our society where we don't discuss these things because it's taboo. We might offend somebody. But I think what we've lost in all of this, and it's really come out with the whole divisiveness of social media, et cetera, is we've lost the art of civil discourse. We've lost the art of having a passionate conversation and being gracious and listening, because when we don't listen, we lose an opportunity to learn something.
Sometimes you don't understand the other person's point of view. And sometimes that point of view is based on their own emotional traumas. They may feel a certain way. And maybe times have changed, and maybe it isn't quite necessary to feel the same way. Maybe there's more common ground than we allow ourselves to appreciate. And part of the discourse could easily be that everybody has to take turns at things. And I think that we need to recognize that in the political spectrum, you can't have one party rule forever, because then that's a dictatorship. You have to take turns and who is sitting in various positions in the government. You can't have it all one party all the time forever.
So with a culture of don't discuss religion or politics, and I think we've all grown up that way, I think we maybe have lost something in the process that we didn't know we've lost. And it kind of ties into the show, but not really. I just thought it was a really interesting point about that. And we're talking about loss and losing. We're going to be talking about jobs and divorces and death and all of these things, because it's all a form of loss. And one of the things I want to start out with is another phrase: losers, weepers, winners, keepers, right? And when we, and this is a childhood chant we hear on the recess playground every now and then, which is really not cool. But when a person's character is defined by how they react with a loss or a win, and it could be anything really, that loss or win.
It's also important to understand that the phrase winning is everything can be dangerous.
It can be.
You have an amazing story about that.
So one of my daughters plays water polo. And they were at a tournament event, mm-hmm. and this team comes in, and it was a really rough team. And water polo is not...
When you say rough team, I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Maybe they don't either.
All right. So water polo is not a sport for the faint of heart.
Okay. I know. I couldn't do it.
it's brutal, but there's rules in it. And my daughter's team was playing against another team from another league. And the coach started doing this thing called smile more, girls, smile more. And the parents on my team were like, what? That's weird, but okay. And as the game went on, we learned that when the coach said, girls, smile more, that was his, now, by the way, this is high school. This is JV.
Junior varsity.
When the coach would say, smile more, that meant the girls were to assault the opponents physically. And what they would do is they would stick their fingers inside the girls' bathing suits. And that's a huge violation on so many levels. So every time this coach said, smile more, the girls would sexually assault the other team. And before the game was over, our parents called the game off and they called the police.
Yeah, because that's assault.
And so there's two issues here. Winning at all costs, but what is it teaching this team of girls? What is it teaching their character? And what are these parents teaching their girls by allowing that behavior to continue? What is that coach teaching them? And eventually we do all have free will. The girls could choose not to, but it becomes a group effect. The parents of that opposing team could have said, no, enough. They could have fired the coach. By the way, that team was banned from several other leagues in the past for such poor behavior. So there is a huge character trait when it comes to sports and winning and losing. A good game, an honest game, that karma will come back.
And part of what's lost with this almost insatiable drive to win is that you forget that along the way, you need your opponent. How can you prove you're a winner if you don't have a person that gives you the pushback, that gives you a really strong game, that makes you respect your opponent? You need your opponent. And I think sometimes in this desperate drive to win something, importance of the opponent is lost. And a game that's fought fairly is truly the best of the best. And that there is a need for graciousness and for humility on the part of the winner. It's not enough to know how to lose. It's also important to understand that there is responsibility that comes with winning, and it's called graciousness and good sportsmanship. If you're the loser, you need to congratulate that you were bested. Doesn't mean there's something wrong with you.
Right, and
it's just maybe it wasn't your day to win the game.
Opportunity to learn, to grow some skills, to understand what happened. But with this, it was just, this is an extreme case. And, you know, our girls have played many sports throughout the years. I can't tell you how many, you know, weekends we sat on the sidelines, but it was good for them and they enjoyed it. So winning at all costs does have a karmic ramification. They were kicked out of this league and other leagues, and the parents never stood up. They never said, you know, I don't think that's right.
How can you have an entire team of parents?
I don't know.
That means that you've got a pair. So I don't know how many people on a team, 9?
It could be between, you know, 9 and
okay,
a dozen,
so that's
24
20 adults. There wasn't a shred of decency, morality, or ethics among at least 20, 21 adults, including the coach, the assistant coach. And what about the school? You're going to tell me their school didn't know about this?
Right.
And the fact that your team parents called them out and said, nah, this is not.
Not it. And they called the police. And as soon as the police it got around that we called the police, they took off. So they weren't even going to stick around for the police to arrive.
Yes, because on many levels, they knew that what they had done was immoral, and obviously an illegal action.
Yeah, and so our girls lost the game because they forfeited, and the parents forced them to forfeit. So there's a huge lesson in it for our girls about integrity and doing the right thing. They lost that game, and it put them in a...
Well, no one won the game, right?
No, they forfeited. That's how they got it stopped. They called it off. We're done. They forfeited the game. And so the other team technically won, but, you know, not really. So that's a form of loss. And that's just in sports. We also, you know, nobody likes to lose a game or a promotion, election, or anything really, but it's a part of life. And we incarnate here for the experiences our soul needs for our soul growth and our soul evolution.
And sometimes if you win something or you get promoted, you have those moments when you kind of like somebody to be happy for you.
Right. You know what? And I think you have a really good story. I think we should start off right after break about being promoted and what that can mean. And sometimes when it comes to jobs, we don't get promoted or we lose a job and or we have an interview and we don't get what we think we wanted. But there's a reason for it that we may not be privy to.
Exactly. So are we going to break?
I think we could, but we're talking about before we go to break, I want you to check out theoillounge.com and you can send them an email. If you're experiencing a loss or grief, they can help you out about what types of essential oils that you can use to help with the healing of that grief and of that trauma. They are so good at what they do. This is a team of nurses and they have the science behind what they do and they're not just woo-woo, airy-fairy, wafting, you know, smells around. There's a science behind it. So this is a great show to talk about essential oils like that as well. So you are listening to The Karmic Path and we will be right back after these messages.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Karmic Path as I turn the lights back on and fix my hair.
And I was staring out into space. When do you start?
Okay, space cadet. So we have another story.
Learning to lose. And you were actually telling this. I actually heard a Tina story that I have never heard before. And you guys have no idea how rare that is. I thought I heard them all.
Yeah. Well, I still have tricks up my sleeve.
Yeah, you do. Especially that laundry wizard thing.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I thought this was a really fascinating story. And I want you to share this because there's just so much karma in this story about promotions.
Okay. So I was working for Commander Submarine Force U.S. Atlantic Fleet in Norfolk, Virginia. And I was their anti-terrorist specialist for all these submarines, you know, like $100 billion in assets. So, you know, it's either scream like a little girl or get to work. So I worked really
put the big girl panties on for that job.
It didn't make me any taller, but Lord knows I tried. The point was that I worked really, really, really hard. And I knew the submarine force. I understood them. And I was on the piers. I was on the ships. I was traveling all over the world. And I'm up for promotion for Commander 05 in the Navy. It's the Lieutenant Colonel equivalent in the other services. And so, you know, when the promotion list comes out, everybody's always really nervous. And so I'm in my office waiting. And apparently my three-star admiral had a morning meeting and he said, you know, we have several people on the staff who made commander today. Well, they had a female public affairs officer who was a lieutenant commander and she was waiting to hear if she found out. And so the morning meeting is over and the admiral wanted to tell all the people who they were going to be called to the admiral's office and be told. And I'm sitting at my desk and the public affairs officer knocks on my door and she's sobbing and she says to me, "You made commander and I didn't." I'm really, she used a bad word. And so I don't know what's going to happen to me. You made it. And the admiral announced it and he's really thrilled for you and you made it and I didn't.
Okay. So what?
It's like, Okay.
I guess.
What do I do next?
Well, first of all, it wasn't her job to tell that story.
Oh, it was her. It was not her job to tell me I made commander.
But you just got an amazing promotion and it's like she tried to rob you of your joy.
And what happened was she did try to do that. And I don't know whether her grief was so bad because there were only two female officers on the whole staff, she and I. But she was restricted line. And for those of you who don't understand the military arrangement, you have unrestricted line, which means you can have command at sea or command. And you have restricted line. And that includes public affairs, intelligence, supply, medical, nursing, and law. Those are restricted line officers. So we're in completely...
Don't ask me to repeat that.
Okay. We're in completely different promotion avenues. We're not competing against each other. I was not her competition.
Okay. So she's robbing you of this joy. And I have to ask you guys out there, has there ever been a time where you got something so wonderful and joyful and somebody just tried to sabotage your joy?
And I'm kind of sitting there in stunned silence and karma is so interesting. This is why I'm always studying it. We had a lot of contractors who worked in the building with us and they were 99% of them retired Navy captains. And I had a mentor of these two Navy captains. And one of them came in and he said, "I heard you made commander." And I said, "Yeah, but the public affairs officer didn't." And he said, "I heard what she said to you." And he said, "You have to understand that you have done a lot for the submarine force and it was remembered. I want you to understand that you earned the promotion and the whole office is thrilled for you. The admiral is thrilled to death. So you earned it. And sometimes things work the way they're supposed to work." And he said, "Congratulations." Yeah. And he shook my hand. And then I hugged him. I just adored him. He would take me into a back room and say, "If you want your career to go here, do this." He was just the best guy ever. And I had a lot of, that's why I really love the Navy. I had a lot of great guys guide me. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, I was still kind of in shock and I wasn't going to let anybody rain on my parade because I worked really hard for that promotion, really hard. And I earned it. And he validated that for me in the most gracious way. And I told the other woman I was really sorry that this had happened, well, but there was real, and then she ran out. There's no place for me to go with it.
Okay. So learning to lose, this was a karmic opportunity for this woman. And I'm addressing this because this is, yes, this is your story, but I think we all have those stories where we're on the receiving or giving end of something like that. So she had an opportunity to be gracious and compassionate and excited for somebody, but she chose a less wise role.
She just had a really bad day, and I didn't get mad at her. I just blinked at her and said, I'm so sorry.
What do you do, right?
There was nothing else I could do. So, you know, it happened.
Okay, so we don't always get what we want all the time, but sometimes when we don't get what we want, it's a blessing, right? Or sometimes be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. And I remember I was teaching middle school Spanish, and I thought, God, it would be so great if we could do a K-6 program and blah, blah, blah. And I just kind of like off the cuff mentioned it to my superintendent at the time. And the next week, I swear to God, I am sitting in a staff meeting and the superintendent comes in. He's like, guess what? We're going to do a K-6 program and Laura's in charge of it. And I'm like, what? So be careful what you wish for. You might just get it. But it was a good thing. So when we don't get something, let's say we don't get a job, it changes our life path, our soul mission possibly. And what happened when you didn't get the job you thought you were going to get?
I graduated from college. I have a degree in industrial relations. I have a bachelor of science and I have a master's in management, which I got later. So I graduated from school and it's the South and no one will hire me because I have the wrong anatomy. This really sucks.
You got the wrong pair.
I got the wrong pair. Anyway, so I thought they had all these really cool recruiters on campus.
And they're probably cute too, right?
Oh my God, these guys are so good looking. So I thought, I'll join the Air Force. They had cool uniforms and they flew and, you know, it was very exciting. So I applied in July and I didn't hear from them. And I'm thinking, time's passing. I got a lot to do. I need to make a living. So I didn't hear from them and I haven't heard from them yet. So I was never accepted into the Air Force. So I thought, well, I'm going to try the Navy. So I go in and sit down and I did hair and makeup and cute clothes. And I sit down at the Navy recruiter's office and I filled out the application. He says, yeah, you're a little overqualified to enlist. I said, I'm going to be an officer. He said, we've never recruited an officer. And I said, well, darling, I'm going to be your first. He walked my application through the Pentagon. I was accepted on 1 September and I was in the 19 October OCS class. Bam. It was just like, it was meant to happen.
And because of that,
I get to meet you.
You get to meet me.
Not only that, and my husband.
You get to meet your husband. Had you been in the Air Force, you would not have met your current life husband.
I wouldn't have met him.
So sometimes there's a silver lining. Actually, all the time, there's a silver lining in everything we do. We just have to look hard enough.
I was really disappointed I wasn't going the Air Force. I really kind of liked their uniforms. But then I found out Chanel designed the Navy uniform.
Well, and they're white, so it's not like you're going to get dirty all the time.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, I looked at that as a loss. Okay, I'm not going to go there, but there's more opportunities. Let me try this. And it worked out really well. Sometimes you're not supposed to, when something doesn't work and you keep trying it, sometimes you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to do something else. So it's not a loss. It's step back a little bit and say, maybe that's not where you're supposed to be going.
Right. Maybe it's not supposed to be because you're going to be doing something else. And I kind of had the same situation with a job situation where as a teacher, frankly, I was good.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I was really good. And I don't want to sound egotistical or braggart, but, you know, my kids would make, you know, district, they'd blow the doors off the district test standards. And, you know, I had a good method. But a long story short, I ended up not teaching because I wasn't supposed to be in a classroom. You know, I spent 10 years at a middle school and a few years at an elementary school. I wasn't supposed to be teaching, but I didn't know why and I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing.
So you had to have had some disappointments as the things you thought you were going to do didn't happen.
Right. I thought, you know, I'd eventually retire from teaching and have a pension and live just a really nice casual life. But man, my life took a left turn. It took a mess.
It took the right turn.
The right turn. Okay. Well, I'm left-handed, so that is the right way to go. Sorry. So you never know what happens when it comes to a job loss or something like that. When we come back, we're going to talk about the loss of a relationship. It could be a divorce. It could be, you know, a friendship or a coworker or something. What happens with the loss of a relationship? And then we're going to talk about after that, even death, because that's another big part of these losses. And, you know, sometimes when you lose, you're actually winning, but at the time, you may not know it.
And we'll be right back. You're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. We've been talking about job losses and things. And sometimes when you don't get a job, it changes your karmic path, but you don't know it at the time. And a real quick story, Tina, before we talk about relationships, about Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, great president, whatever party we were in. Ronald Reagan applied for a job as a radio announcer, and he really, really wanted this job. And he didn't get the job, and he was really quite disappointed. But he didn't let that completely overwhelm him. So he decided to come to California and be an actor, went to Hollywood, and he became an actor. But because he was in California, he became involved in California politics and then eventually left acting completely. And the rest is history.
So if he didn't get that radio job, or if he did get the radio job, you know, it would have maybe changed the entire future of this nation in a way.
In a way, it would have. It certainly would have changed his path. And Reagan had a way of looking at situations, talking about learning to lose. And he always tells this joke. He was famous for a lot of funny jokes. And he tells a joke about this. They bring all these different people into this room and you open the door and what you see is this giant pile of horse manure. And they gauge the person's reaction when they open the door and they say, you know, this is for you. And everybody else is really, really angry and upset and incensed and insulted. So they bring in Ronald Reagan and he goes, whoa, this is great. There's got to be a pony in here somewhere. Talk about seeing the bright side of something.
And so that's a great way to kind of look at things. Let's talk about relationships, because part of the human experience...
They're all horse manure, but it was quite the segue.
I know. We're a little behind our schedule here, but that's okay.
So we get hot. So okay. Here we go.
Let's talk about relationships, because karma does this amazing thing, is it keeps giving us the experiences we need until we learn those lessons, life after life after life. And a lot of times, and you know, maybe you're that person or I'm that person, or you know of somebody who keeps having the same, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend relationship issues with different people time and time again.
You hear women say, I just keep picking losers. And they look at the floor like, I just keep picking losers.
Or they're all, you know, all
don't
men
pick
are,
them up anymore.
Yeah. All men are bad and all men are this and that. So what, and when we have clients with relationship issues, we have them look at the patterns in their relationships. If you are finding yourself in a situation where you're chronically having issues with relationship after relationship, and it could be, you know, any type of relationship, a sibling relationship, a parent or whatever it is, spouse, etc. If you're chronically having issues, start writing those things down and see the patterns that you're coming up with.
This is especially true with divorce. And sometimes people feel that divorce is a failure. My marriage failed. We hear people say that all the time. Sometimes there is a karmic end to a relationship. Sometimes you don't need to be with that person anymore. Sometimes it's for both of your greater good to no longer be together. And we always judge a divorce as bad. Sometimes a divorce is a really good thing. Yeah. And even if you can't see it when you're in the thick of it, sometimes time and perspective allows you to evaluate it differently.
And if you're in the middle of a divorce or a difficult time in your relationship, one of the things that can be helpful is simply tell yourself, okay, where am I going to be 1 year from now or 6 months from now? Because it takes us away from that emotional component. We can step back and say, okay, this is not working out. So where can I be from at this point? I know my divorce is coming. Okay, at a year from now, where am I going to be? What am I going to be doing? And it helps to rebalance us in those emotional turmoils.
And some people look at it as they lost their marriage. Your marriage isn't lost. That particular relationship had a logical end and you both walked away. Sometimes it's very messy. And what you could gain from it in learning through the loss, in if that's how you view it, is what did I learn from this relationship? Did this person abuse you? Was this person completely nuts with money? Was this person completely cold and unfeeling? Was this individual so damaged and so fragile that this is the logical conclusion, because there was really no place else you could go? You can't fix her. You can't fix him. Maybe that's not your job. So when it ends, you might find healing in respecting the process and stepping away with wisdom and grace, not bitterness and anger. It didn't ruin your life. Your life has changed. You had an experience. If you can look at it that way, then you can say, all right, it's not so much a loss. It's my life is different now. I'm taking a different path.
And it gives us an opportunity to say, I get to start over. What do I want now in my life? What do I want in a future partner? What am I able to give in that relationship? So it has to be a two-way street.
I know a woman who, this is many, many years ago, had two kids and she was married to a very abusive man. And she couldn't take it anymore and she didn't put up with it. She divorced him. So she showed her children that they don't have to put up with abuse because she left this abusive relationship.
And by the way, as a teacher, that's such an important lesson any parent can give their kid is to learn how not to put up with abuse.
Now, within about 2 years, she met another man and she had two more children. I mean, they got married and she had two more children. She's been married to this man coming up on 40 years. Just because an initial marriage doesn't work doesn't mean a follow-on marriage can't be, you know, the relationship, the beautiful relationship of a lifetime. Sometimes you have to learn what doesn't work, what isn't good for you. And that lesson is so precious.
And that's probably the most valuable lesson out of all of this is what can you learn? What do you take away? What can I do differently, better, et cetera, next time?
And if you can do that and you can stop looking at something as winning and losing and take it to a different level of I had an experience, whether it's a job or a promotion that you did or didn't get, or your marriage ended for whatever the reason, don't go to the place of blame or guilt or shame or whatever. It used to be if somebody was divorced, it was this family scandal above all scandals.
Right. And here's another thing. When we're talking about divorces, learning how to mitigate the drama is critical. Learning how to say enough, no more discussing it. We got to stop. Because what happens in a divorce situation or a breakup of a relationship is that people want to take sides. And the truth is pretty much in every relationship, there's not going to be any clean skirts. Even men don't have clean skirts. And if you can stop the drama and slow that emotional roller coaster down, you're going to make better decisions with less of a knee-jerk reaction. And if there's kids involved, you're going to be teaching them probably one of the most valuable political skill sets they could ever have. And that's a great way to send a child off into a world as an adult.
Because relationships are, sometimes you come together because you have to learn something. I had a woman who was married to a guy who looked like the actor in the Old Spice commercial. He was just drop dead handsome. But he's the one who told her his kundalini was rising, which is why he had to have so many women.
No.
So anyway, you can go so many places.
Yeah,
for that,
you can. Yeah, that's a good excuse.
Oh, yeah. So she divorced him and she made it as amicable and as friendly. And they were both very civil. And it had as minimal an impact. And she had a really good question. She said, you know, I'm looking at all the lessons I can take from this divorce. And I don't know if I'll ever get remarried, but in this moment, I'm going to focus on my kids and, you know, my job and the wonderful things. But my question is, do I have to come back with him again?
That's a good question.
And she said, you know, do you feel like I learned the lesson? And I said, well, you know, nobody died and promoted me to the counselor of divine wisdom. What a job. My opinion is that if you are able to end an abusive relationship with grace, without anger, and with wisdom, then you have learned a great deal and made enormous progress, you know, enormous spiritual progress. Mm-hmm. It's just my view. And if you're at peace, and she said, you know, I really am. She said, well, but what about him? Don't I have to come back again? I said, oh, no. Karma is so efficient.
There'll be someone else take your place, right?
That's exactly what I said. Someone else will need that lesson, and he's going to provide that lesson for that other person. And it doesn't have to be you next time.
You know what we call that? A karmic tool. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. So you could say that he was a karmic tool on some other levels. And their children got to, she didn't say horrible things about their father. She was respectful and she asked her family and friends to be respectful. You don't have to choose sides. You can still like both of us. She had the option. Sometimes you have a spouse who is so vicious that makes it very difficult. That would be a whole other show.
That's an entire show all on its own.
In her case, she is the dearest woman and she's super close to her kids, but she didn't deny them access to their dad because he wasn't physically or abusive or harming their children.
He just had a kundalini issue that required many women to service him. Is that about right?
Yeah.
So when we're looking at relationships, to kind of sum it up, if a relationship is ending and you can step back and take some time and
be patient with yourself.
Be patient with yourself and allow yourself to cry and grieve. It's an ending. Grief happens when there's an ending. But it also affords us a beginning in a way that we may never, ever have understood or known could happen and come our way. But take that time to look at yourself and figure out what it is you want, because this is your life, your soul path. In fact, the book Soul Evolution, Past Lives, and Karmic Ties, we talk about all of these different facets of humanity and soul evolution.
It makes a difference because now her life has a richness to it because she really owns her own life and she finds happiness within herself because she didn't fail. She had an experience and she embraced the experience. And when we come back,
on that note,
we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about all different kinds of other losses,
especially death, because everybody gets affected by the loss of a death.
So you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, and this is The Karmic Path. Check out the Oil Lounge, and we'll be right back.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in The Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to The Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. And in this last segment, we're going to talk about learning to deal with loss. I mean, it's not a, we could do shows and shows on this, but we're going to focus it on just a couple of things. So Laura, take it away.
Yeah, so this last segment, we're talking about death because there is no human on this planet that A, won't die, or if they don't, then it's probably an issue, and B, there's no human on this planet that won't lose a loved one. It's just the way. But just because somebody dies doesn't mean that our time with them is over forever. It's not a finite issue. So what is the karma in a death? When you lose someone you love, because every death has a purpose. And we talk about this a lot in our book, Soul Evolution.
And the Lightworker's Guide to Healing Grief. Every single death has a purpose, even if you can't figure it out at the time.
And I remember a couple of years ago, I had a client whose four-month-old baby died of SIDS. And for all the parents out there, that is probably one of the most horrific things anybody could ever experience is the loss of a child. I have not lost a child. I'm grateful for that. But losing a child is huge, especially a baby of 4 months, because when you have this baby, you think, oh my gosh, what is this child's life going to be like, et cetera. And they wake up one day and their baby has died for no reason.
Apparent reason.
Apparent reason, right? We don't know what it is. And so as I'm working with her and her husband and we cross over the baby soul, and the reason why I say this is that souls don't automatically cross over, as if you've listened to us enough, especially children, and this is not going to win us a popularity contest, but children almost never cross over. They need help because a child, even if it's an old, they're all old souls, but a child body has that child mentality where they're looking for the adult in their life to lead them somewhere. If there's no adult leading them, they tend to get stuck in the fourth dimension. So I'm crossing over this baby soul and I'm working with the parents so they can talk to their child as well. And this baby soul said something amazing and stunning. It was a little boy baby. And he said that, Mommy and Daddy, I was only supposed to be here for a little bit of time. And my time is done. So the question becomes, what was the purpose of this baby's life and this baby's death? And that is, and I talked to them and I worked with them for a little bit. I said, maybe it's time you work on your marriage in a way that you could never have imagined. Maybe now this, your child's death is going to help your family learn how to grieve, how to console, and how to really, truly be intimate with one another in their feelings and in their desires and expectations. Maybe this baby's death has a purpose that is so
esoteric
that it's hard to understand while we're in a human body.
A lot of times, an astounding number of times, when a child dies, someone feels guilty. I don't think there's a child death where someone isn't going to feel guilt. I should have, could have, if only, what if, and if, you know, if. Sometimes a person is supposed to leave and you aren't going to know that. And guilt is a slayer of many a good soul. The opportunity to learn from the death of this person is incredibly important. And sometimes the soul leaves early, very early.
Sometimes it leaves in a miscarriage also, or an abortion. It doesn't mean that soul no longer exists.
This, you can't kill a soul, as we've said many times. The point in this particular example is we must learn how to grieve the loss of someone we love. No one is ever going to escape this. And understanding your own emotions and working through it and maybe helping someone else with their emotions is a powerful karmic lesson and a karmic opportunity. 75% of parents who have a child die divorce. They can't seem to come to terms with it. And because men grieve so differently from women. Men don't want to talk about it, and women only want to talk about it.
And this couple is still together to this day because they had this opportunity, a unique opportunity to understand that this child's soul was only supposed, it only needed 4 months of experiences for whatever was on his soul path.
That means that if this couple had a unique opportunity to learn that, 99.999% of couples are never going to get to know that.
But if we can share this information, it can resonate out there. And that's why we're doing this show on
this. Because not everyone gets to live 100 experience-filled years.
Yeah.
We come and go at various times in various cycles of living and dying for the pure experience of living for 4 months or living for, I would say 400 years, but we don't get to live for 400 years. Or 40 years or 90 years.
And, you know, this is an example of a child soul, but Tina and I have a really good friend of ours. We're going to call her Kay. And Kay was an admiral's wife. And the admiral died in a plane crash. And now she's a widower, widow with two young kids. And this happened maybe 10 years ago. She's a widow. But what happened is this, her husband's death, as traumatic as it was, because he was in a plane crash, not normal. He wasn't sick. It wasn't expected. He wasn't at war. She found her true calling. And her true calling was that she now helps military widows gain access to the funds that are denied them on a regular basis.
Well, she's working this through Congress.
She's working a bill
through the United States Congress, not California. Good luck with that. But the United States Congress, although that's just as hard.
Yeah.
And what she's finding is bipartisanship. Republicans or Democrats are both seeing the merit of this bill. And she's organized military widows. This woman has devoted her life. She doesn't wear a uniform.
It's okay. A spiritual service is what
she's
doing.
She's doing an enormous spiritual service for all of these widows. She helps have the forum. She doesn't allow anyone to be abusive. She's really, really helping so many. There's many, many forms of service. And even though she never raised her right hand and joined the military, she is as much part of the military as anyone I have ever met. I've known an awful lot of officer and enlisted wives who just went out of their way to help other people.
She is an amazing person. She's an amazing force to be reckoned with. But had her husband not have died, she would not have been able to help tens of thousands of other widows and widowers. And that's a huge concept to think about. Had her husband still been alive, she would have a very different life.
And so his death, as tragic as it was, and yes, she misses him every day, isn't a right or wrong or good or bad. It's an event. How she chose to react to the event is what matters. It's the entire point of this podcast. How you react to what appears to be a loss, how you handle the stress of it, builds your character.
What you learn from it.
What did you learn from it? And your behavior serves as an example for everyone around you. You can be an inspiration. Yeah, you're going to have days when you feel really bad about something.
Right.
But you can also be an inspiration to other people and feel it's not whether you won or lost. It's that the character you build with the experience is going to be defining you for this in future lives. You're investing in your future by how you handle the losses of today. Tomorrow can be very different by the grace and wisdom with which you take on a difficult situation and work through it as hard as it could be.
Life is about loss and experiences, wins and gains. It's about all of these things. And if we can step back, detach ourselves from the emotion of it and look at it for a moment with a karmic lens, we're going to learn how to make better and wiser choices. And on that note, we need to say thank you to the Oil Lounge for sponsoring this radio show. We are grateful to you. Check them out at theoillounge.com. And we also have to thank our fabulous producer, Kat Grebe, for always being there for us. We are very grateful to her. And
on that note, we would like to add, be sure to check out our courses on thekarmicpath.com, because if you love what we're saying here, can you imagine what we're teaching you in the courses?
And you can find those at thekarmicpath.com. And we just released one that's free called The Secret Science of Intuition.
And on that, we'll talk to you next week. Yeah.
Thank you for spending time with us on the Karmic Path Radio Show. Listen live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time as we explore the fascinating elements of karma and how to make those critical connections between spirituality, science, and psychology. Both of us are seasoned psychics living ordinary lives in public education and the military. Tina and I both have a deep-rooted dedication to learning how the unseen world works and to share this knowledge. Learn how to create a heightened sense of understanding and karmic awareness for greater personal balance with the Karmic Path. For more information, visit thekarmicpath.com.